If you'd prefer to make your own color scheme, you can. Watch as we change a few of the attributes of the standard Windows scheme and then save it with a new name. Start by clicking an item from the Items list box. We'll choose the Active Window title bar. Then choose a color. We'll choose pink. Then choose a font and font size. After you've made all your selections, you click the Save As button and then type a name for your scheme in the Scheme text box. We'll call this scheme My Custom. If you wanted to save it, you'd just click OK, and it would appear in your list of schemes. You can save your own color and font schemes. This means that several different people using your computer can have a personalized look to their desktop. You'll learn how to do this when we cover Control Panel a little bit later in this unit. If you don't like the colors and fonts that you've chosen, you can return to the default settings by choosing Windows Standard from the Scheme list box.